The fourth reading of Parshas Naso is rather long. And the Parsha is rather long. It covers a lot of ground. It opens up with the story of the Sota, the suspected adulteress. And from there we go on to the Nazir, the Nazirite. And then we speak of vows, commitments. At the end of all that, after speaking about various Beis HaMikdash details, which conclude the Nazirite rites, in chapter 6, verse 22 onward, we conclude with the priestly blessings. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Leimer. God speaks to Moshe saying, now, God has already promised us that if the people will obey his mitzvahs, his commandments, that he will reward them with material prosperity. He's already promised that. In order to make it easier for them to continue to do what's expected of us, Hashem has to promise us and has to give us that which we require. As the Maggid of Mizritch once said, a small hole in the body amounts to a large hole in the soul. If somebody doesn't have their health, how could they serve Hashem? If you don't have affluence, you don't have wealth, how can you give tzedakah? How can you do mitzvahs behidr? So Hashem's promises of material plenty ultimately lead us in the direction of fulfilling his mitzvahs. And then Hashem has spoken to us about being in our midst, and that's ensured by maintaining the Beis HaMikdash and ensuring its sanctity. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that the vehicle to download all of this beneficence are the priestly blessings. And that's how the fourth reading concludes of Parshas Nasi, and that's what we're going to focus on. Daber al Aharim v'al Bonav Leimer. So in view of everything we've spoken up until this point, God now says to Moshe, speak to Aharon v'al Bonav and to his children, saying, Koy sevarcho es b'nei Yisrael, this is how you should bless the children of Israel. Omar lahem, say to them. Now, Koy sevarcho, doesn't just say Tivarchu es Bnei Yisrael, it says Koi Tivarchu es Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara in Masechet Sota says Koi means precisely, exactly like this. That means that the bracha of the Koinim has to come B'loshon HaKodesh. Different parts of davening could be translated. We could employ different verbiage, but not when it comes to Berachas Koinim. Berachas Koinim is Koi Tivarchu. It has to be done in Hebrew. Koi Tivarchu, the Gemara in Sota on page Lamed Hei, on page 35, tells us that it's ba'amida, that the Kohenim have to be standing when they give this bracha. Koisavarchu means b'nesiyas kapayim. This is how you should do it, by the raising of the hands. So the Kohenim would raise their hands very, very high like this, opening them up. As we know, the Kohenim opened their hands up, and the Kohen Gadol would not raise his hands high because he was not allowed to raise his hands above the tzitz, the diadem, which said Kodesh Hashem, that was on his forehead. So because he carried the name of Hashem on his forehead, he would raise his hands up, but not all the way up. Couldn't go higher than the tzitz. So at any rate, Koy Sevarchu, this is how you should bless them. So it's precise. So far, what's precise? Language is precise. Posture is precise. The raising of hands is precise. Koy Sevarchu, exactly so. It's not as you please, or bless them in whichever way you find favorable. And finally, Koy Sevarchu then means, in this language, as Rashbam says, B'loshon zu, Tivakshu mimeni sha'avarchem. You should ask me that I bless them. It's not that the Kohen blesses, I bless you with A, B, or C, but rather, Yivarechecha Hashem. Hashem should bless you. The Kohen doesn't bless you. He beseeches Hashem that Hashem should bless the Jewish people. And that's the idea of Koy Sevarchu. Very interestingly, Rabbeinu Bachaya says that we know there are 24 different sorts of matnas kahuna, special gifts that are due to the Kohenim. And so he says that Koy Sevarchu tells us that with these 24 special gifts that we give to the Kohenim, and then the bracha of the Kohenim, that brings about the idea of Koy Sevarchu. So we're in this symbiotic relationship with Kohenim, we take care of the Kohenim, and as a result, we become blessed. That's Koy Sevarchu, 24 different matanas, 24 different gifts. The blessings of the Kohenim makes 25, and Koy is spelled Chofei, 25. Okay, so now we know what Koy Sevarchu es Bnei Yisrael means. Omar Lahem, you should say to them. So Rashi says, What is the meaning of Amar? It's a very unusual word. It doesn't show up often in the Torah, Amar, in that vowelization. So Rashi says that Amar is the original source of something, which means something that's perennial, something that continues, not a one-time thing. Emar would be say. Say it once. Once you've said it, you've done your mitzvah. Amar means that you have to keep saying it. There's a perennial saying that's necessary. In other words, the Kohanim will not bless the Jewish people once. The Kohanim will bless the Jewish people constantly. And actually, it's a mitzvah in the Torah that the Kohanim should bless the Jewish people every single day. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would bless the Jewish people after the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. After the morning blessings, the Kohanim would bless the Jewish people. As I talked about in the Farbrengen at the end of Shavuos, we, in today's day and age even, are supposed to have the Kohanim bless us. When? Every day, during Shachar. That's really and truly when that's supposed to happen. And why that doesn't happen outside of Eretz Yisrael, or at least in the Ashkenazi communities, was a discussion for a different day. But at any rate, this is the idea of Omer. Rashi says, Kemar Zohar, like remember the Shabbos. It's not a one-time thing. Zohar, continuously remember the Shabbos. How do you remember the Shabbos? Well, first of all, we have a mitzvah every Friday to remember Shabbos. But as we talked many times, really and truly, Shemitah Shabbos is more than living one day a week differently. Your whole week is different. As we said, that Shammai would every single day go shopping for Shabbos. And if he found something fine and wonderful, he would purchase it on the spot for Shabbos. And he would put it away for Shabbos. And then if the next day he finds something even better, then he purchased that which is even better. And then he'd consume the first thing. So he kept Shabbos, or he went shopping for Shabbos 6 days a week. That's Zohar. Shomer is Yomer Shabbos. The idea of Shomer is that a Yid is constantly, so to speak, watching or guarding Shabbos. It may be Wednesday, it may be Tuesday, it might even be Sunday. Where will we be next Shabbos? How will we keep next Shabbos? If we go here or there, how will that facilitate our observance of Shabbat? So the observance of Shabbat is something which is constantly with us, like Zohar and like Shomer. That's Omer. Omer means that the Kohanim should constantly be saying this. And there are many Kohanim that bless people whenever they can. There was different Kohanim that ever said to them, whenever you meet a Yid, bless them. And they were promised if they would bless, Hashem would bless them. So they bless people. That's all good. That's Omer Lahem. Now Rashi says, Omer Lahem, it doesn't just say Omer, it says Omer Lahem. Say to them. Not just say, because I could say if the Kohen says, he says. Who's he saying to? Who cares? It doesn't matter who he's saying to. He says. You're listening, fine. You're not listening, it's also fine. His job is to bless everybody. Does Omer Lahem. So Rashi says, it could have said, Koy Sevarcha is Bnei Yisrael. It didn't even have to say Omer Lahem altogether. So we know why it says Omer, but what's the Lahem? Rashi says this means, Sheyiyu Kulam Shoimim, that everybody has to hear the blessing. That's the meaning of Omer Lahem. Say to them, if they didn't hear me, so then the Kohen didn't fulfill his mitzvah. They need to hear the Kohen. Omer Lahem, say to them. Say to them they should hear the way the Kohen is saying it. Otherwise, he's saying, but he's not saying it to them. So it should be audible. In other words, there has to be a certain, a certain Doppler effect over here. It's not good enough for the Kohen to be mouthing words. It's necessary for the Kohen's words to be heard. And that's the meaning of Omer Lohem, say to them that they actually hear the words the Kohen's articulating. Rashi says that the word Omer is written Mole. It's written fully with a Vav. Because really, Omer could be written Aleph Mem Resh, but it's written Aleph Mem Vav Resh. Why does it say Omer in that fashion? Says Rashi, this is to teach us, Loi tivarchem b'chipozen uva bahola. Do not bless them in a hurried way. Do not bless them in a way which is rushed. So b'chipozen means to do something quickly, hastily. B'bahola means in a non-focused fashion. No, Amar Lahem, Amar fully spelled out. Every syllable of the word spoken out, every syllable is spelled out. Aleph, Mem, Vav, Resh. This has to be a full experience. How should Birchas Kohanim be? Ela b'chavona. It should be intentful. It should be b'lev of Shalem, wholehearted. And of course, anybody who's attended Birchas Kohanim knows that the Birchas Kohanim is not simply said, it's not simply mouthed, it's chanted, it's sung, it has a full-throated expression. That's the what we learn from the word Amar in that particular way. So now that we know what Amar means, it's an ongoing thing. It's something that happens constantly. The Kohen is always saying, he's doing it Kaisavarch in exactly this fashion. Kohen's blessing in Hebrew, raised with the raising of his hands, as we learned all the details of how the Birchas Kohenim has to unfold with the hands upraised and in a standing posture. And we know that it has to be in a way which is Malay, that has to be articulated, Omer Lahem, they have to hear, fully and carefully enunciated, not in a hasty fashion, not just mumbling the words, but rather that the people hear the words loud and clear. Now we can go on to the words. So we'll go through this quickly, only with the commentary of Rashi. Yevarechecha Hashem, God should bless you. V'yishmerecha, and he should guard you. Rashi says, okay, yevarechecha, what does that mean? And Rashi says, yevarechecha Hashem means sheyizborchu nechasecha, that your residuals should be blessed. In other words, there are lots of times when people make efforts and the results are, well, you weren't blessed today. It didn't exactly go right. You put the time in, you put the effort in, and it didn't work out. Things didn't work out. And sometimes you say, I was blessed. I felt that I was lucky. Everything went exactly as it should have. That means that it went in the blessed way. So a person could work very hard. He could even make a lot of money. And then when he's finished spending money on these bills he didn't expect, he doesn't even come out ahead. So yizbarchu nechasecha means that the residuals a person has, the business, the commerce a person does, is blessed. That's a simple meaning. That's yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, very personal blessing. What's the yishmerecha then? If yivarecha means that nechasecha are mizbarech, that the residuals are blessed, so what's the business of, and it should be guarded, it should be kept, he should watch over. It says Rashi, le'yavayu alecha shedidim litl mimenecha, that thieves shouldn't come and steal that which is rightfully yours. Sha'neis in matan alechavere, a person who gifts a peer or a companion, eni yachal l'shamer mikol adam, he cannot guard him from whoever might come along. V'kevan shaboyim listim alav, and once thieves will come and attack, v'neit l'meisim imenu, and they take it from him, mahano yesh le matan azu, he gave me a beautiful gift, and it got stolen. So what do I need the gift for? I was a custodian of an amazing gift not very long, because thieves came along and they stole it from me. But here, Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, it's very different. Hu HaNeisen, v'hu HaShemer. He's the giver, he's also the guard. So if he gives, he can give it and he can guard it. V'harbe medrashim darshu bei b'sifri, in the Sifri, the Medrash Halacha that accompanies the fourth and fifth book of the Torah, known as Sifri, there are many, many medrashim as to what exactly this could mean. And Rashi doesn't go into it. This is a pshut shel mikras. Your residuals should be blessed, and Hashem should guard them. Yored Hashem panav elecha v'chunecha, Hashem should shine His countenance towards you and gives you grace, meaning simply people should like you. So he says, Yored Hashem panav elecha means yare lecha panim sheichakas. He should show you a smiling countenance, panim tzuves, a glowing face. So, you know, sometimes you may get something from somebody, or maybe even you encounter somebody, but you get a sour face. It doesn't feel very good. And then somebody sometimes can have a glowing countenance. So when it's with a smile, when it's full joy, you feel good about yourself. But otherwise, you don't feel so good about yourself. The end result is the same. Whatever it was that you needed, you got, but how you feel about it. So here, Hashem should not only give us, but He should give us in a way we feel His smile, that we feel that He's happy to be able to give this to us. V'chunekah, not only we should feel good about it, we should feel Hashem's presence is directed towards us, but yitin l'cha chen, that we should find favor, we should be charismatic, find favor in the eyes of others. So Hashem is smiling towards us, and that smile ultimately is reflected within us where there's a sense of likability that becomes attached to us. And finally, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, God should turn His countenance towards us, or towards you, the Kohen says, the Yasim lecha shalom, and He should grant you peace. Yisa Hashem panav elecha, what does this mean? You already said there should be a shining countenance. What is the meaning of turning His face towards you? Well, you know, my friend, sometimes we don't behave appropriately. Sometimes we drop a couple of balls, or sometimes we don't pick up the balls we were supposed to. You know, we do things wrong. It's human nature. This is the way it is. shouldn't be that way. We should have done better. Sometimes we didn't do right. So we say, the Kohen blesses us, Yichbesh Kase, that Hashem should subdue, restrain his anger. So therefore, that's the meaning of turn his countenance towards you. He shouldn't turn his face away from you. Now, obviously, this is not to be understood literally. It's anthropomorphical. It's not Chas V'Shalom really talking about God's face or God's smile or God's beaming countenance. All this is only a metaphor. Okay. So now we know a little bit about what the bracha, the actual blessing of the Kohanim, are. So I want to go back to this business of Omer, that it says, Omer Lahem, you should say to them. And we learned that the Omer Lahem has to be done in a way which is loudly articulated so that everybody is able to hear. So we're going to analyze this a little bit more carefully now. In the Biurim book, everybody's invited to join us on page Ayin Vav. Ayin Vav, Simen Tes Zayin. Omer Lahem, so we read, Rashi says that everybody should hear. So the Rebbe notes, Kosvo HaMefarshim, the commentaries point out, and here he refers to the Sefer Zikaron, the Nachlas Yankiv, and many others. Shekavonas Divrei Rashi, that the intention of Rashi's words here are, Sh'al HaKoyen Loimer Es HaBracha B'Koyel Ram, that audibility is the issue. The Koyen should raise his voice. It should be out loud. Why? Shekol HaKol Yishom Es HaBracha, that the whole congregation should hear the blessing. And of course, that's how it is. That's what we do, right? The Kohen is chanting, and he sings it. The Kohen chanted out loud, and everybody hears, Yivarechacha, ay, 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 Hashem, Panav, out loud.
Thanks to Manny.
Huh? You're right. Kedei, so then Hashem, Yishmas HaBracha. Uchedivri HaSefri, this is similar to the words of the Sefri, Koy Sevarchu as Bnei Yisrael. The Sefri says, what does it mean, Koy Sevarchu? It means sheyiu kol akol shemeya. Everybody should hear. What's the only way everybody could hear? If it's out loud. If it's out loud, everybody hears. If you whisper into your sleeve, they don't hear. Say it out loud. That a kohen could do it either that way, the Sefri says, or the kohen maybe could do ben elabin atzmei. He's blessing you. You did hear. You didn't hear. What's the difference? The kohen blessed you. He says, no, that's not how it has to be. It's not good enough for the Kohen to bless me. I have to hear his blessing. Talmud leimer omer lehem, sheyiyu kol ha-kohol kuli shemeya. U'b'deim lekach, similarly, we find in the Gemara, so this was the drasha, the way it's expounded in the Sefri, and the Gemara in Saita on page 38 says, koy sevarchu b'koil rum. Koy sevarchu means with a loud voice. Or the Gemara says, maybe eni ala b'lachash. Maybe it can be done in a whisper. The Gemara says, Kamad Lamer, the Pasuk comes and informs me, Omer Lahem. Omer Lahem means out loud. It should be heard. So the Rebbe says, okay, let's assume that's the case. Then explain two things to me. Number one, then why does not Rashi say this clearly? If we speak here about a loud voice, that's what the issue is? So then what should Rashi say? Omer Lahem, how would you say it in a loud voice? How would you say it? In a loud voice. Bekol Ram. Omer Lahem, Rashi should say, Bekol Ram, in a loud voice. Obviously, a loud voice everybody's going to hear. But Rashi doesn't say that. He doesn't speak of what the Kohen should do. He speaks about what the people should do. The people should hear it. If a Kohen will say it in a loud voice, the people will hear it. So if the point of everybody hearing it is that the Kohen says it in a loud voice, so why wouldn't Rashi say in a loud voice? Obviously, the people will hear it. In other words, this is a commandment. God says to Moshe, speak to Aaron and tell him. What should you tell him? Omer Lahem, tell them. This is how you should bless the Jewish people. But if Omer Lahem is not simply the issue of Moshe Rabbeinu transmitting the words of Hashem, he's doing more than convey God's commandment. He's telling them how they should fill the commandment. So Rashi should say that. Omer Lahem means, say it out loud. He doesn't say that. Sheyiyu kulam shaymim, so that everybody should hear. So now I have to take out my Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass and Sheyiyu kulam shaymim. And how would everybody hear? I wonder. The only way everybody's going to hear is if you raise your voice. Oh, so in other words, raise your voice. So why? In other words, raise your voice. Say those words. Bekoram. And that's actually what the Gemara says. That's what the Sifri says. Sifri doesn't talk about how everybody will hear it. The Sifri talks about how the Kohenim will say it. So that's question one. It's a very strong question. In question two, Rashi says, Shiyu kulam shaymim. So everybody should hear. Why doesn't he just say the assembled? It means everybody. The whole world's going to hear. You're talking to a finite group of people. That's called a kahal. It's called a congregation, proverbially speaking. And that's the language our sages use. Shiyu hakahal shaymim. That the congregation, that the assembled should hear. What's kulam? Everybody. Who is everybody? Who is included in everybody? It's a very broad word. So therefore, because of these two questions, the Rebbe has a different way of understanding Rashi. He says Rashi clearly cannot simply be saying what our sages said, because if he was saying what our sages said, then he would have said what our sages said. But he doesn't. He changed from what our sages say. He used this different verbiage. He must be conveying a different message. And so, the Rebbe says something very profound about these priestly blessings. Bepsukim elu yeshnai kaishi dikduki. These verses present a grammatical conundrum. What's that? Bechas kohenim atzma, the blessings of the kohen themselves, minusachas b'lashon yachid. They utilize a singular syntax. Yevorechecho, not yevorechechu or yevorechechem, yevorechecho. Yevorechecho means you. Yoreh Hashem panav elecho. God should direct his countenance to you. Yisa Hashem panav elecho, to you. Singular. And at the same time, inasmuch as everything is b'lashon yachid, in the single tense, where the Kohen is speaking to somebody, not everybody, but somebody, at the same time we come along and say, Amar Lahem. Amar Lahem means say to them. So are you saying to them or are you saying to him? Are you saying to everybody or are you saying to somebody? There seems to be a contradiction here. The Birchas Kohenim starts off in the plural, Amar Lahem. But then once we get to the actual blessings, it's very specific. It's singular. Yevorechecha. So if you want to talk about grammar, if it says, it doesn't say Amar Loi, say to him, this is Amar Lahem, say to them. So then it should be Yivarechechem Hashem. God should bless you. Yoreh Hashem Panav Eilechem. God should direct his counsel towards you, the royal you, the plural you. Yisa Hashem Panav Eilechem. Instead it says Eilecha. So the Rebbe says that Rashi is bothered by this. And Rashi figures you'll be bothered by it. And Levayer Iyasama, to try to explain the seeming lack of corollary, the seeming lack of parallel grammar from the beginning to the end. We're starting off, we speak in the plural, lahem, and then later we go lacha to the singular. So Rashi comes to explain this. And he says, that's mishum, that's because shehi mufnis lakol echad vi echad umnei yisol bifnei atzmai. Who should be blessed? The individual should be blessed. Every, not the nation, not the congregation, not the assembled, but rather the individuals. They used to say in Europe, "Ihr wilt wissen was macht Klal Yisrael?" You want to know how the plurality of the Jewish people are doing? Freg was macht Rebbe Yisrael? Find out how Mr. Yisrael is doing. Israel's a name, right? So say, find out how Israel's doing. Find out how the individual's doing. So the individual, it's all ultimately goes down to individuals. So the people who believe in Jewish continuity, but they don't believe in keeping Shabbos, in studying Torah, in doing mitzvahs. If don't you believe in, yeah, I believe in Jewish continuity. I believe there should be a Jewish people. How about you being a little more Jewish? Not a rabbi, that's too much already. Don't ask me, let's not make this personal. This is generally applicable. We believe in Pledge of Allegiance for the nation. Yevorechecha. Yevorechecha. Not Yevorechechem. You have to get blessed. Every individual needs to be blessed. This is about the individuals. But at the same time, so on one hand, we say, HaKoyanim are told to focus their attention towards who? Towards Klal Yisrael. Omer Lehem. And Omer Lehem means that they should speak to everybody. At the same time, it says, Yivurechcha, they should bless every individual. So the Rebbe says, both are true. Al HaKoyanim L'chaven, the Koyanim have to intend, direct their words towards, and Al HaShemim L'chosh, and those who are listening should feel, Shebichose Shal Kol Yochid, Eini B'nifrin Me'klal. I'm not getting my personal blessings. You come to the Koyan, have me in mind specifically. Forget about everybody else today. I need a bracha. Just bless me as an individual. That doesn't work, no. The Koyan's got to bless everybody. But how does every individual get blessed? Every individual does get blessed, but he gets blessed kechelik miklal Yisrael. The Koyanim bless everybody individually. Everybody individually. The point is, you get your individual blessings as being a member of the nation. Kulanu ke'echad, exactly. Shiyu kulam shemim, everybody should hear. Everybody should hear means if one person heard, but another person didn't hear, then that person who didn't hear feels the blessing wasn't mine. I didn't hear what he said to me. So therefore, everybody has to hear. Everybody has to hear so that each individual feels that they, as individuals, are blessed. Ukeloshen hatfila, like the way we say in our davening, Barcheinu Avinu, Hashem shall bless us. Kulanu, all of us, ke'echad, together as one. And this is the challenge that the Kohen has. On one hand, the Kohen has to be speaking to everybody. Amr Lahem, raise your voice up. On the other hand, the Kohen has to focus his attention on each and every one. And that explains that Rashi continues, and he says that the Kohen might bless b'chipozen u'bebehola, because he's having difficulty focusing. He's focusing on two levels. On one hand, he's talking about everybody. On the other hand, he's focusing on every individual. Don't rush through it. Not in a hasty way. Not b'behola. Not with a sense of being overwhelmed, but rather in a very focused way, in a very careful way, you have intention to bless each and every one together. May we all indeed be blessed. Because of course, when the Kohanim do their job, Hashem says, Va'ani, and I, Avorachem, will bless the individuals.